The African Cup of Nations in South Africa kicks off today. The tournament, which involves 16 African nations, will begin with host South Africa playing their Cape Verdean counterpart. Ghana will kickstart their campaign tomorrow against DR Congo. Ahead of the match, many people have expressed their reactions about whether or not the Stars will be able to end Ghana's trophy drought in 31 years. While some believe that the exclusion of Dede Ayew must affect the team, others think the current crop of players selected by coach Kwesi Appiah are amateurs who have hungered to earn a name for themselves and their country. Sports analyst Carl Tufour assesses the performance of the Stars ahead of the tournament. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News last night.
I don't think Ghanaians have actually been hopeful. I mean, until the two victories over Egypt and Tunisia, I would have bet that if you had taken a survey, you'd have found that many Ghanaians thought otherwise, and particularly after the dropping of Andre Ayew. But, you know, one of the amazing things about the national team, when you have quite a large chunk of players who never played in the tournament before, is that they are hungry to leave an indelible mark so that the quotation marks, the contracts from Europe could come. And since this is a tournament that, even if it's not given the same sort of coverage as the World Cup or the European Championship, at least it's shown on British Eurosport, it's shown Eurosport around Europe, and as well as the BBC 2 and 3, it's a tournament that you can enhance your profile. So for me, I'm even a bit more optimistic than I probably would have, simply because there are 11, 12 angry boys looking to make a name and looking to get a contract or enhance their contract in Europe.
Carl, you know, previous optimism did not really help the cause. At a point in time when so much is expected, the Stars fail to deliver. What will really help? Because tournament experience also counts, and we are talking about people hungry for success but may not have that tournament experience.
I'm one of those people who have read far and wide, and I've read the quotation marks, so-called experts talk about tournament experience at that level. But I'll just cast your mind back to 3 years ago, when the likes of Michael Essien, the likes of Kyle Montari, the likes of Stephen Appiah, the likes of John Mensah were not available. They were simply not available for one reason or the other: indiscipline, injury, and simply not informed. The team that went there, can you tell me what sort of tournament experience they had of the African nation, the Ajman Bedous of this world, suddenly emerged? Andre Ayew had been part of the 2008, but had barely had playing time, suddenly emerged as a possible player. Samuel Nkum had emerged. So that should tell you that if the chaps are hungry, you can make nonsense of tournament experience. Tournament experience really comes in if the whole playing field is level. But if you've got people who are hungry to make up for lack of success, I haven't made a name. Somebody, I'm in Europe, I'm playing in Vietnam, I'm playing in Norway, I need to get to the Big Five. This is the ideal platform. Second thing here, what I've also noticed of this particular squad of players is that there is that camaraderie, there's that hunger to succeed, there is that hunger to make a name for themselves and for the nation. And I think, ironically, it would be so ironic if we should win the cup without the services of Dede, because that was a massive, massive gamble by Kwesi Appiah, which could backfire in his face. But he's been bold enough to do it. And I think if you look across the continent, the same has happened in Morocco, where Taarab has not been sent. And more importantly, in Nigeria, where Stephen Keshi said he was dropping Peter Odemwingie. So yes, this is an opportunity for people to make a name for themselves.
Although Mr. Tufour believes the Ghanaian team has not lived up to expectation, he says Cote d'Ivoire has been the biggest achiever.
I'm surprised, and it's only in Ghana that I hear people calling the Black Stars the perennial favorite. I would even put it this way, the perennial underachievers. But there is no doubt that over the past six tournaments from 2006, the Black Stars have never, I repeat, they have never been the favorite. If you're Ghanaian, you say so. But if you're non-Ghanaian, the money was on the Orange Boys from next door, Ivory Coast. There's no doubt about it.
They will be the bigger underachievers, if you are talking about it in that way.
And in fact, I was going to get to that aspect. I was going to link it up with that, because that's exactly what I was going to say, that they are the overwhelming favorites. But in the same vein, they're also the biggest underachievers that we've ever seen in international tournaments. And I'm talking about across the world. Because with the sort of star names that they have, they should have won a tournament over the past five tournaments. Let me be frank with you. They should have won at least twice. At least twice. But there's something missing. If you take a look at Zambia, if you take a look at TP Mazembe and the Congo DRC, you get the sense that the tournament is about capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M, and not superstars individuals. And that's what we need to realize.
sports analyst Carl Tufor speaking to Kingsley Obinchery.